from KQED.
This is Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. Governor Jerry Brown is considering a bill that would make California the first state in the nation to allow non-citizens who are in the country legally to serve on juries. The state legislature has already approved Assembly Bill 1401, which would allow any legal immigrant to be called up as a juror. Supporters say that including legal residents would make juries more representative of the United States population. But critics say non-citizens shouldn't be able to decide whether U.S. citizens are guilty or not in the court of law. Joining us for the debate, and it is a debate, an ongoing debate, is Bob Wachowski, who is an assemblyman, Democratic assemblyman, representing the 25th District, which covers southern Alameda County into Santa Clara County. And welcome to the program, Assemblyman Wachowski.
Good morning, Michael. It's my pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you here. Also glad to have Assemblyman Rocky Chavez, who is a Republican assemblyman, represents the 76th District, which includes Camp Pendleton, Carlsbad, Encinitas, Oceanside, and Vista. And we welcome you to the program, Rocky Chavez.
Happy to be here, Michael. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Glad to have you. Let me begin with the pro side. Bob Wachowski, this is about, from your perspective, I guess you've said, inclusiveness and, well, non-discrimination?
Yes. I mean, Michael, we right now, non-citizens, permanent residents can serve as judges. They could serve as lawyers. Many of them practice in Alameda County and San Francisco County. They can be expert witnesses. They can be a defendant. They can be a plaintiff. They participate in our jury system. There's nothing in our Constitution that forbids them from also serving as citizens, and we need that inclusiveness. We need that fabric of our community requires that they be part of the jury system and contribute to that impartiality of the delivery of justice.
Well, non-citizens can also work as poll workers, thanks to Assembly Bill 817, which was signed by the governor, and he also signed an okay for a driver's license for illegal immigrants or undocumented, whatever you prefer to call them. But the concern that many people have with your bill is that this is a slippery slope. Are we going to next be allowing non-citizens to vote?
No, not at all. I mean, we're not going to go to voting. But remember, the Sixth Amendment requires of us to have an impartial jury. And what we're doing here is by including permanent residents. Remember, these are people who live in our community. They've made a determination that they are living in San Francisco or Fremont or San Jose or Vista, wherever they may be. I believe they have an obligation to serve on the juries, to contribute to the development of the thought when the jury is deliberating, and to remind us all of the impartiality, that we need to be honest, we need to listen to the evidence, we need to listen to the instruction of the judge. Those are different qualities that citizenship doesn't, on its own, give one person.
Assemblyman Bob Wachowski again represents the 25th District. Assemblyman Rocky Chavez is a Republican representing the 76th District. And your statements about this, Assemblyman Chavez, have come down, it seems to me, to how do you define what a peer is? That culturally, if you have someone who has not become an American citizen, they may believe we're guilty until proven innocent, or they may have a different view of domestic violence. All that seems reasonable. But, of course, an American citizen may also have those, shall we say, different views, right?
Well, that's true, but the reality is the judicial system which we have in our country is pretty powerful in the democratic element, and the jury system is designed to deliver justice. And justice in our jury system is very much different than other countries. As you know, the whole jury system originally started through English law. And even today, a lot of the jury system in English law is actually dropped out of civil courts. It's just only in criminal. So it's a constant evolving process. And when you look at other countries and the roles that juries play, depending on where you're from, for example, you could be from China, and there's probably thousands, if not tens of thousands, Chinese residents in California who are legally either working or in college who have a totally different perspective of what the jury system is. And so I think the issue is not just the peer, you know, the citizen who's going before a jury, but it's also the issue is the individual who's going to school here, working here, taking from their time to be involved in our judicial process.
This assembly vote was totally along party lines. It was 48-28, and the vote was presided over by a Democrat. The Democrats were on the winning side here with the 48, of course. And there was some talk about a vote being called for before any opponent could speak. Are you at least consistent with that point of view? Do you feel that the opposition had enough time to present its side of the argument?
Well, I think there was that one component. There was much made about that added no value to the discussion. The pro tem is very respectful of everybody in the assembly to speak. When she saw, I think it was just she didn't see my mic. I was probably as quick. So I don't think that's the issue. Now, as far as the vote coming down on party line, now that may be a different subject. But I think the most important part we're discussing right now is the role of the jury. And I think I actually like the fact that my colleague, Mr. Krakowski, has brought it up. It's caused me to read quite a bit in this area and reflect on the role we have in our country. As I brought up on the floor, citizens in the United States, you don't have to join the military unless you're drafted, but if you're called by your country to serve on a jury, you are required. So that's a pretty high level, and I think it's very good for us to have that discussion. That's not the same everywhere. As I said, some countries have magistrates. They don't even have juries. And the idea that I always go back, what's the problem? We had over 6 million California residents show up last year to serve on juries. Only 165,000 actually served. When you look at the pool of juries, my opponent talks about being representative. Well, you just look at our citizenry in California. They're very representative of all the countries of the world. So we have a very diverse, represented population of over 66 million citizens showing up to serve on juries. And so there is no problem. I think we're very representative.
Well, there are shortages in Imperial Valley that have been reported. I just want to get that on the record. But the argument about shortage numbers with 6 million can go either way, I suppose. Let me actually go this way. I want to bring listeners into this discussion, and some of you may have some strong feelings about whether or not juries should include legal residents who are not citizens. Would that be more representative of the U.S. population, or shouldn't they be able to decide whether U.S. citizens are guilty or not in a court of law? It's an important question, and it would if this goes through the Senate and becomes law and is signed by the governor, it would mean essentially that California would be the only state that allows jurors to be non-citizens. Our toll-free number is available to you, and you can join us right now. It's 866-733-6786, so feel free to weigh in here. We'd like your opinion. We'd like to hear from you. Our toll-free number again, and you can join us at that now, is 866-733-6786. You can also email us, forum@kqed.org, or go to our website, kqed.org/forum, and click on this segment. And, of course, you can tweet us. Our Twitter handle is @KQEDForum. Legal immigrants can be judges, I think, Bob Wachowski, you've said. Are there any legal immigrants who are judges?
I actually don't know that because we don't keep track of who becomes the judges or whether they're citizens. You know, in the jury system, we preclude people. You know, we ask them if they have a California driver's license, we ask them when they get notice to be on the jury, are you not a citizen? And that's really what we're trying to get at here, is that why are we precluding these folks who otherwise would meet all the requirements of being 18 years old, understanding English, and being able to be impartial and to be honest and show some integrity when they go through the process of the jury system. I know that for a fact, I personally know of lawyers who are non-citizens, and obviously we have expert witnesses and people that participate in the entire judicial system.
And as listeners in San Francisco no doubt remember, San Francisco had a proposition to allow non-citizens to vote on the school board back in 2010, and that was voted down. You're going to chime in here, Rocky Chavez?
Yes, I was going to say, I think it's totally appropriate that lawyers represent people. They don't not necessarily have to be citizens. They need to be understand the law. Having served in the military and been overseas and had young service members get in trouble, we'd often have our staff jet advocates represent our military and foreign shores, but we also had to have lawyers from the other countries. But judges, you know, I question that because, as you know, judges, unless appointed, are elected, and in the election process, one of the requirements is are you a citizen? Because in order to be elected, you got to be able to vote, and to be a vote, you got to be a citizen. So I do not know of any judges who are not citizens. I had my staff look into it. I've read in a series of questions from the press on this issue. No one's been able to find one. So if you know of one out there, I'd like to know who that is. And as far as the shortages of jurors, you know, there's, what, 57, 58 counties in the state of California. I have not heard about Imperial Valley, but I'm thinking if you look at the amount of counties we have and he's showing up, it shows that we have a pretty good system.
Well, if you're a non-citizen, you can be a witness in a trial, you can work for the court, but should you be allowed to be impaneled on a jury, let me bring our callers in. Let's start with Lynn. Lynn, you're on.
Hi. I just had two comments to make. My husband is a non-citizen, green card holder, and he is an attorney practicing here in California, admitted to the bar. So it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I mean, he actually got a call for jury duty and, of course, had to tell them that he was not eligible. My other comment is I used to practice as an attorney also, and I worked as a public defender in Los Angeles, and certainly a large population that came through the court system was an immigrant population, both as defendants, as witnesses, and actually court personnel. And it just doesn't make sense to me that you would then exclude that population from the jury pool, especially when we have a hard time getting enough people to show up for jury duty.
And you would say what to Lynn's premises, Rocky Chavez?
Well, I'd say we don't have a hard time having people showing up because as the numbers show, we have a number of citizens showing up. As far as her husband, as I mentioned earlier, I think it's totally appropriate that somebody who's educated and able to practice law, you know, have the ability to do that, to represent them, as I gave an example where I've seen that happen before. But I also believe when you look at the jury system, and I use the example of a lot of the issues that in domestic violence, for example, in one culture, it may be totally appropriate for a man to lay his hands on his wife for whatever social issues he feels offended by. But in our culture, we're very strong on individual rights and freedoms, and domestic violence is not tolerated. And so you could conceivably have somebody who has different understandings of society and mores and be on your jury in a domestic violence case. And I think that would be not justice.
What about that example of Selma Witkowski, cultural differences of that sort?
Well, that's why you have a judge, and that's why you have the judge give instructions of what the law is and how to apply the law, and that's why you have two lawyers in there that are they're advocating for their sides. I mean, we have plenty of incidences of domestic violence in the United States and in California. That, unfortunately, I don't think that the cultural differences where somebody comes from makes much difference. It exists, unfortunately. I think Lynn, Michael, touched on something, and I say bravo to Lynn, about we have to improve our sense of fairness. You know, we've always, you know, the England and the United States have a history of having mixed juries. This is not a new idea of having non-citizens serve on the jury pool, and there were times when the judges could approve it. But we did that because these folks will act as a check on our prejudices. As she said, there's many immigrants that, whether they're here temporary or here permanent, that will are before the courts. And these folks participating, just as once upon a time when we introduce African Americans into the jury pool, when we introduce women into the jury pool, they will serve as a check on the prejudices of other people that are serving on the jury, and it's a step in improving the delivery of justice.
Well, let me bring another caller on. John, that's you. Welcome to the program. You're on.
Thank you. Well, I just had a question as to the fiscal considerations of this bill. You know, what would be the cost and benefits to weigh against each other? I'm just thinking of, you know, woefully understaffed public defenders across the state, a really underfunded, you know, state court apparatus, in addition to a prison overcrowding issues that we have. There's a lot of issues facing the justice system right now. What benefits can we get out of this kind of maneuver, fiscally speaking? And I'd like to get both gentlemen on the record whether or not they support the governor's $713 million proposal to shop out-of-state prison debt. Thank you.
Okay. Fiscal questions. Let's go first to you, Bob Witkowski.
Well, I think right now, as Lynn indicated, that you get pulled into the pool of jury, and then if you don't have if you don't check off the box that says you're a U.S. citizen, then you get deleted. So basically, we changed the forms once, and then all those people would be streamlined into the jury system. So I don't think it's going to cost any more money. We're sending out the notices to begin with on the controversial governor's prison plan to be continued.
Rocky Chavez.
Well, I'll go from the rear to the back to make clear with the gentleman. As far as the governor's plan, I applaud the governor for actually putting a plan forward. I think we're still in the discussion on it, but it's clearly we have a problem. And as far as the overcrowding in the justice system, and that would be something we should all look at the legislators. I've mentioned that a number of times. I think we as a society incarcerate way more people than we should be doing. We should probably be looking at more intervention and prevention programs versus incarceration. So I think that would be a better place for us to spend our energy than trying to take a system that's not broken, like the jury system, and impart another element. And I'd just like to address that other issue we talked about, fairness. You know, you can clearly draw a line historically between England and the United States as far as the issue of fairness. But if you look, understand that we have people here from China, we're from Syria, from Russia, from Uganda. I mean, there are a number of other, all those countries I just listed have a considerably different view of what justice is, the rights of the individual, the ability to stand up to authority. Those countries have a different view than we have. And I doubt if you'd like to have somebody who's there on it for a job or education sitting on your jury.
Well, we asked our listeners on Facebook, should non-citizens who are in the country legally be allowed to serve on juries? Gareth says, I've been here legally for 16 years, still not a citizen. I get a jury summons every year. I've got to say I miss voting, but I don't miss jury duty. Jesse writes, only if the accused is also illegal. Jury of your peers is the operative phrase. And Heather says, no, it's a responsibility and right that goes with citizenship. Another listener writes on our website, after watching the debacle of the Trayvon Martin jury, granted not a California case, I would gladly welcome non-citizen jurors. Having worked alongside and supervised and served immigrants, I would feel confident that they could assess a case both rationally and empathetically. I find that many immigrants are actually less racist and homophobic than the average California juror, and as people well acquainted with social injustice due to their immigrant status, I trust the majority of immigrants I've encountered to be compassionate and fair jurors. And Chris from San Jose writes, if we keep giving non-citizens all the rights and privileges as citizens, then what is the point of citizenship? Are we American citizens when anyone and everyone has our rights and freedoms and access to our tax dollars and government? If you want to be on a jury that much, become a citizen. And we'll have another caller join us. Colin, you're on.
Okay. Good morning. I have a specific question about the bill, and that is, non-citizen jurors who no-show, are they going to be subject to the same sanctions and penalties that U.S. citizen jurors who no-show for jury duty are subject to? And are you creating any special classes of non-citizen jurors, in effect discriminating by saying, well, somebody owns property or has some other factor that creates a link to California, and we'll give them the right to sit on the jury, but other non-citizens won't have that right?
Bob Okowski.
Well, non-citizen jurors that do a no-show are going to be subject to the same sanctions as a citizen that does a no-show. It's a judge's order that goes out, so there's no discrimination there, and there'll be no class system set up. I mean, it'll be every permanent resident that's in California, whether they're rich or poor, college educated or high school educated, they're part of the jury pool, and they will be selected from the group of people that are called upon.
You have problems with the bill on that score, Rocky Chavez?
You know, not really. I think the major issue is in this bill, if you had to grab something that says, you know, where's the problem? This has been wrapped on an issue of immigration. As I said on the assembly floor for nearly a year now, I've been very out front as a Republican in support of immigration reform, you know. And so I don't see this as an immigration issue at all. I see it as our judicial system. And just listening to the discussion that you read on the Facebook, historically, if you look at it, the whole argument we had back in the jury system originally standing was, you know, what was the role of the layman? Was the layman representative? Did they have the education, the experience to give justice, or were they bringing their prejudice? And then we decided in our country that the layman is be the best source. But that was a historical discussion. Understanding, as I mentioned earlier, we have gone through a number of centuries developing our culture. Not all countries have done that. We're seeing that right now with Syria. Developing a democratic society is a very difficult thing. It took us a civil war. It took us civil rights. It took us suffrage. There's a lot of things that we did in this country to make this country what it is. And to discount that and allow somebody who comes from a different historical background and be part of, you know, I would say one of the crown jewels of our society, the jury system, would be inappropriate.
Well, here is a listener, I believe, who agrees with you. Sabriya, good morning. You're on.
Hi. Yeah, thank you for having me. So a couple of quick questions. Number one, in the jury system, I believe, I myself am a non-citizen, and the jury system, I believe, is supposed to be the jury of peers. Now, if a non-U.S. citizen is being tried and the jury is not consistent with any of non-U.S. citizens, then how do you expect the jury to be a jury of peers? That is the first question. The second question is sort of supporting this is many of the U.S. non-citizens have a hard time understanding a few cultural values like the gun control laws. You know, people who are not brought up here have a hard time understanding the affinity Americans will have for gun and why is it allowed despite such instances of violence like Newtown.
Now, these questions seem almost rhetorical questions. Bob Wachowski, get some response from you quickly.
Well,
again, the cultural element. Somebody from another country who is not a citizen would not necessarily understand not only our history, as Rocky Chavez says, and what we've been through, but this caller says maybe things like gun laws and the like.
Well, I mean, I don't know if any juror who sits down understands the law that's being tested that day. I mean, that's why you have the judge that explains what the law is. I don't think that a permanent resident lacks the ability to digest the information and to apply the law as the judge gives it to them. I mean, remember, Michael, jury duty is a weird thing. I mean, you have to sit back and listen to all the evidence. You have to have that discipline that we respect, that we expect out of them before. You just don't jump at a conclusion that the first witness that gets in there, that's something that citizenship doesn't prepare you for, to sit back and say, wait, listen to all the evidence, then let the judge explain what the law is, and then you go in and you do the deliberation. Our intuition, the way we function outside the jury system, is I get partial information, I make a decision, and we all marvel at the people that can do that quite well. So it's a different type of thinking process, very disciplined, very unnatural to the way that we make our decisions, citizens or non-citizens.
You are listening to Forum, and we are talking, by the way, to Assemblyman Bob Wachowski and Assemblyman Rocky Chavez. This is a fundraising period for KQED Public Radio. For more information about how to support KQED, simply go to kqed.org. I'm Michael Krasny. I think you were going to chime in here, Rocky Chavez. Yeah.
Yes, I wanted to say that Bob actually makes a very good point about the direction of the judge, and I think that speaks to the issue of why different cultures handle jury system differently. If you look at China, the recent president was brought before a jury. He was actually statements being read into the record without having him ever the ability to question the challenges, because that's what the judges have determined. And so it was a totally different judicial process than which we have in the United States. So this people are coming here with different experiences, and they're not going to understand this direction from the judge. And as far as foreigners, the gentleman talked about, well, I'm going to be here in a different country. And, well, the reality is, if you go to Singapore and you become under Singapore law, if you choose to throw down a piece of bubble gum on the street, you'll find yourself in jail because they have very clean laws there. If you go to Saudi Arabia and if you're a woman, you decide to wear shorts and a halter top, you may find yourself in a very tough situation because they have different laws. And so we need to understand that a jury system is only a very important component of our democratic process, and to bring other people from around the world to introduce themselves to this, actually take them away from why they're here, going to school or working, and make them part of our judicial process, I think is not just a travesty to the person being judged, but also the foreigner who's here legally to either work or go to school.
I've got a tweet from a listener on jury shortage I just want to read here before I take another call. Jerry tweets, Tuolumne County has had problems with jurors for many years. Bailiffs are sent to walk the streets to gather more. And another listener from Alameda, Terry Fowler, writes, all of the arguments in support of allowing legal immigrants to serve on juries also apply to illegal immigrants. Why not include them as well? Why not, Assemblyman Wachowski?
Well, we're not talking about tourists here, and we're not talking about undocumented, and we're not talking about temporary. We're talking about permanent residents. We're talking about people who've gone through the process that have decided, like the colonists. You know, no colonists came to America and decided they were going to go back to Belgium or Poland.
But there are undocumented people who have been here for decades, really, and have never gone through citizenship.
Right.
Never
legal. We narrowed the bill just to. Focus on the people who are permanently here to address some of the concerns that people have. These are people whose children may be citizens. They're not every foreign-born person, and many foreign-born people are citizens, right? They go through the process. It's a substantial amount of our population, Michael. It's 3.4 million people living in California.
I understand that, but I'm also actually a caller from Georgia called in to say, please refer to them as permanent residents rather than non-citizens, and I respect his point of view. But if they're permanent residents, they're permanent residents who are illegal or who are undocumented.
Well, that's a different problem. That's not what I'm trying to, or this bill addresses with having them serve on the jury. We're limiting it to the people who are permanent residents legally here.
Okay. Let me bring another caller on, and that's you, Amun. Good morning.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. My comment is, and you might have touched very slightly on it, is that a lot of the permanent residents here in the U.S. today, spent 10, 15 years in the country to get their green card and to get their residency. And, you know, often they stay even another 5 or 10 years afterwards to get a citizenship. So just the fact that they've been in the country for so long, don't you think that they are culturally assimilated and being able to, understand some of the intricacies of the culture in the U.S.?
Would you concede that point, Assemblyman Chavez?
Actually, I would. I think that's an outstanding process in development of citizens in the United States. I'm very supportive of that fact. My brother-in-law has been to the United States. He's married to my sister for a number of years. But he chooses not to be a citizen. He's a citizen of Mexico. But I just want to say this one last thing, because I know we're getting to the end. Just the mere fact that we're tying again immigration, immigrants, undocumented, documented, all those emotional issues to this judicial system shows the problem.
Well, we'll leave it there. I want to thank both Assemblyman Bob Wilkowski and Rocky Chavez. Thank you, our listeners. And coming up on another hour of Forum, we're going to talk about Washington, D.C. and that strange world which Mark Leibovich in his new book calls This Town. Senior editor of Forum is Dan Zoll. Our producers, Judy Campbell, Irene Noguchi, Amanda Stupai, engagement producer. Our engineer today is Howard Gelman, and our executive producer is Raul Ramirez. For all of us here at KQED Public Radio, I thank you for listening. I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation, and by a generous gift from Jan Schrem and Maria Minetti Schrem, who believe that all people deserve access to education, information, and culture for a lifetime of exploration and learning.